only RJ, RJ Ammon Company, 952-947-9700. Online at rja.com.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. This is the story in multiple states blasted by a winter storm this weekend. A woman in Eastland, Texas, describing the heavy weather and bad snow they've gotten there, and some ice as well. The big storm is now moving into the Mid-Atlantic region, Washington, D.C., and points south and north, expecting snow, sleet, and freezing rain today. It is snowing in the nation's capital at this hour. A national day of prayer and reflection has kicked off a week of events in South Africa to remember Nelson Mandela, who died Thursday. South Africans flock to houses of worship as the nation prepares for what is expected to be one of the biggest funerals in modern times, set to take place on Friday. Four of five living U.S. presidents will be in attendance, led, of course, by President Obama and the First Lady. The Nobel winner, former president, and anti-apartheid leader was 95. This is SRN News.
As hard as it is to believe, you don't have to turn the calendar very far to see that Christmas is right around the corner. You have your list of everybody to buy for. Friends, family, Secret Santa drawings. Might even be a couple birthdays between now and then, too. Get all of your shopping done at one place and from the comfort of your own home. Check out the new online AM 1280 The Patriot store at am1280thepatriot.com. T-shirts, travel mugs, sweatshirts. Oh, and the Raise Right onesie, that's back because you wanted it back. It's all online at am1280thepatriot.com, keyword store.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-931-5736 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-931-5736. 1-800-931-5736. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Bring you the video. Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know there's a way that could save you thousands on your credit card debt without going to a credit counseling organization or to a debt consolidation company? Did you know this same strategy could help you completely settle all of your debt fast? To unlock this vital information for free and to discover how much you could save, call now, 1-800-514-5476. At FDR, we're not going to explain this strategy on the radio. What we can tell you is we've already helped thousands of Americans resolve over $2 billion in credit card and other unsecured debt. Why not add your debt to that? Again, to unlock this vital information to settling your debt as fast as possible, call 1-800-514-5476. If you're struggling with debt, this may be the answer you've been looking for. Call now. The bigger your debt, the more you need this vital, free information. To find out how much money you could save, call 1-800-514-5476. Find out for free at 1-800-514-5476.
I'm Dominique Dawes, and there's a big advantage parents can give their kids. making sure they get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. Help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Sunday to everybody. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot, where we broadcast live every Sunday from 12 to 1 p.m. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless services. If you're just tuning into the show, this is a technology show to help for small business, small to medium-sized business, to help with their telecommunications and their IT infrastructure. And what we do is we discuss things like phone service, internet connectivity, network infrastructure, and mobile devices, all geared to help our listeners be more productive, more efficient, and bring them the best technologies on the market. We have with us in studio today our co-host from BlueNet. We have Paul.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
And Chad Olson. Chad, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Charlie. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I think winter is officially upon us.
Yeah, good to see everyone made it in here safely. It was a little challenge getting in this afternoon.
Yeah, not so much for some of the people on the road as we were coming in.
It was. It seemed like there was about a car in the ditch about every mile or so. So if you're traveling, if you're driving, let's be safe. Drive slow. Make sure your car's in four-wheel drive if you have it. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of change things up today for the structure of the show. Traditionally, what we've done is we've had special guests come on to talk about their products and services. And what we're going to do today is we're actually going to be addressing several technology IT questions that our listening audience has either called in over the last week or emailed in to either Telecom Warehouse or BlueNet. We're going to answer questions regarding mobile devices, telecommunications, phone line service, as well as email, web hosting, and IT infrastructure. So we've kind of compiled a list of various questions. So if you're in the listening audience and this sounds like something that would pertain to you or is relevant to your business, please give us a call. We're willing to help you. You can call us at 952-513-2149, or you can email me, Charlie, at telcowarehouse.com. So we're just going to go through these questions, and if you're in the audience, we'll also get to you on a one-on-one basis. So, Paul, what do we have for you?
Charlie, the first question we have here is from Carrie in Shakopee, and I think this is up your alley here a little bit. She's asking, I'm opening a new small business in Eagan and wants to know what are some options if I need three phone lines and some internet connectivity to get started. What are the options for me to get started there?
So, great question, Paul. So, Carrie, the Eagan is what's called the CenturyLink footprint. And really what you have is you have two different options, what I would call for small to medium-sized business there. What you have CenturyLink, who is going to be the LEC, who is going to be your local exchange carrier, who specializes in small, if you need three phone lines, internet connection. And they have a product called the Core Connect. So if you want the phone company, you would go with CenturyLink. And if you wanted to go with the cable company, you would have the option of going with a Comcast. So what we did is we actually priced this up for you, and literally this is exactly what CenturyLink would quote you. They have a Core Connect package where you can get an internet connection and a phone line for $85. Each additional line would be $25. The setup cost is generally about a $99. What you do is you purchase that modem. And included in this Core Connect package with CenturyLink, you're going to get all your calling features, unlimited long distance. They'll bundle in your website hosting, your email hosting. And for three phone lines and internet connection with CenturyLink, you're looking at about $135 a month. So really, that would be option A. Option B is if you didn't like CenturyLink and you wanted the other option, you can go with the cable company. You could go to Comcast. And Comcast would bundle in your phone lines, your internet connection. They'll do your emails and your website. And obviously, it depends on the speed that they have available. But let's just say you went with the starter package. You can get an internet connection for $69.95. You can get the router or the equipment, the modem, for $9.95. The static IP would be $14.95, and each phone line would be about $30 a piece. So for about the same amount of money, you could get that. You could either go either option. So if you wanted option A, you go to CenturyLink. If you want option B, you could go to Comcast for those three lines and internet. So, Kerry, if you have any questions, give us a call. I'll be happy to quote this and put this in action for you. We're at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. So, question for you, Paul. This is, let me see here. We have Jared from St. Louis Park, and this is what Jared says. He said, I've had too many outages, and I lose my email when my internet or my server goes down. What are my options?
Thanks, Charlie. Jared, there's a lot of different solutions that can help avoid those outages or provide some kind of failover solution for you, depending really on what you're trying to accomplish. Chad, we worked with a lot of these types of solutions with many of our customers. This is a common challenge that
absolutely
that they'll run into.
It's all about risk management. You want to make sure that you are not going down. You want to make sure that you're getting all the information that you need. So you need to have something that's going to help guarantee that you have that information coming into your emails.
Right. So a lot of times what we'll do is if you're trying to protect yourself from a failure of an internet connection, an ISP failure, what you can do is bring in a secondary connection.
Multiple connections.
Multiple internet connections. Mm-hmm. So when one goes down, you know, hopefully the other one is not going down at the same time, and we can have our email flowing in on that alternate connection. Now, again, that only is going to protect you from an internet connection. There can be other outages we can deal with. We could have a problem with the server itself going down, like he asked about here. One solution to that is using an offsite spam filter. An offsite spam filter can make sure that even in the event that your server or your connection to your office goes down, that email keeps queuing up and will get delivered once you're back online. Now, again, it doesn't necessarily solve the problem for that immediate moment in time, but at least your mail is eventually going to
right,
get delivered.
Right, because it does allow you to have the opportunity to go into that spam filter, usually access that queue, reply to the email, even generate new email. It's in a rough text, but as long as you can get down to the coffee house that has another, you know, or even your home internet, still be able to jump in and do something.
And, Paul, there was a question as I'm kind of going down here about redundancy, and I will be talking about that here and addressing that question. There was a listener that had a question about what is redundancy and what can I do, so we'll tie into that question as we get further down.
And of course, the last option, which can be a little more robust of an option, is to completely move your email outside of your internal
office.
Right,
go hosted.
Yeah, go with a hosted email provider. Which is going to have a lot more resiliency, redundancy, managed environment that's less likely to go down. And, of course, at that point, you might not be able to connect from your office if you're without internet or without power. But, again, as Chad was saying, you can get up and go to the coffee house. You can work from home. There's a lot of alternatives that can
keep you functioning. Or even a hotspot on your phone.
Exactly.
Anywhere that you have internet connectivity.
Exactly.
So, again, Jared, if this is something you would like to explore some different options for, give BlueNet a call at 952-925-2583, or you can visit our website at www.bluenetinc.com.
Well, it looks like the next question that we have comes from Ron in New Brighton. And Ron says, we want to change out our phone and internet service, but we're locked into a contract. What the heck can we do? Well, you know, there's probably a lot of listeners out there that have a very similar situation. They want to change their phone provider. They want to get out of their telecom contract with their provider. What options are on the table? So here's the first thing. Number one, can we provide, with the new provider that we're going to shop the market for, can we provide contract assistance? Do we have the ability to buy out that agreement? Let's take a look at your contract. Let's find out what's there. If there's a way of buying out the agreement where the new provider picks up the penalty, that would be option number one. Option number two is, can we get the new provider to maybe give you free months of service to offset the penalty? That would be option number two. But also, if we look at that agreement, do you have any addendums or out clauses that allow you to negate and leave the contract? A lot of times we'll find somebody where if they've had service outages, every anniversary, 12 or 24th month, they can get out. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll answer this question in depth when we return from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Your insurance company protects their bottom line. You need GAVNet public insurance adjusters to protect your rights. They're not lawyers. Many of GAVNet associates used to work for insurance companies, but now they only work for home and business owners like you. GAVNet and Associates maximizes your claim. With no fees up front, it pays to hire a GAVNet public insurance adjuster to make sure you get a full and fair settlement. Contact GAVNet public insurance adjusters at 612-221-6151 or gavnet.com.
Listening to AM 1280 The Patriot just got a little easier because AM 1280 The Patriot is now available on iHeartRadio. Download the new iHeartRadio app for your smartphone and never miss your favorite programs like Bill Bennett's Morning in America, Mike Gallagher, The Dennis Prager Show, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Miller, or Mark Levin. Now, all available on iHeartRadio. Visit AM1280ThePatriot.com for details.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm Paul Drangied with BlueNet. And before the break, Charlie, you were responding to a question from Ron about contracts. And I think a lot of people might mistakenly think, hey, if I'm in a contract with my telecom, that's it. I don't have any options until that contract is up.
You know, that's a very good question, Paul. And so, Ron, there are definitely options out there. The first thing that we're going to do is look at does the new provider have any kind of contract assistance program to help you buy you out of your agreement should you leave early, you know, if you have termination penalties? There are other things like incentives. For example, Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T on the wireless side offer a porting credit. So they're essentially gifting money towards your account to help you make a transition. So we'll look at the carrier offering incentives to do so. But the last one is obviously looking at your agreement that you've signed with that telecom provider to see if there's any out clauses that you might have or addendums that allow you to terminate early. For example, have you had outages? Do you have any service addendums? If you're moving, do you have any moving addendums? Let's kind of take a holistic approach on this and find out if one of maybe all three of these options may apply. So if you're a business out there and you're looking at changing phone service and this is something that's right up your alley, give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149, 952-513-2149. Let's see what we can do to help you out. So I got a question here from Len from Savage. And Len says, Paul, what's the difference between online-only or hybrid backup solutions?
That's a good question, Charlie. Thanks, Len, for sending that in. We spoke a little bit about this a few weeks ago on one of the shows talking about computer maintenance and system maintenance, and we touched a little bit on backup and online, local, and the difference between those two. Oftentimes, there's a hybrid backup approach, and by hybrid, I mean that you're going to have both a local backup, meaning a backup that's right inside your office. You're
backing on-site.
On-site, inside your office. The backups go locally, so they're very quick to recover from because they're local.
Sure.
And then there's also cloud-only solutions where your backups are only up in the cloud. You're pushing that data off-site. There is no local copy. And the hybrid really marries those two together. So it has both an online component and also a local component. Chad, we work with a lot of our clients to wrap our arms around these backup solutions and recovery because, you know, a lot of people think, well, backup is backup, but really backup is about recovery because that's when backup becomes important.
So absolutely. Like, and when you're doing backup, one of the things you have to keep in mind when you're doing a web-only type of solution is you're really limited to not only your internet connection, but also the limitations from the provider. What are their restrictions on how much data can you actually recover at one time?
Chad, let's use a real-life example.
Yeah.
So let's say you're backing it up to, say, Carbonite, right?
Yep.
Which is 100% cloud-based. It's not going to be premised. How good is your internet connection to that, but how easily can you pull it off that Carbonite site back to your server?
Right, right. Realistically, if you have a large library of files that you need to back up, it could take weeks, months.
Right, because you're at the mercy of your upload speed when
right.
you're doing that first backup, and a lot of internet connections have a large amount of download, but only a very small amount of upload.
Absolutely.
And that's where having the hybrid allows you to create that local copy there, but then give you time to be able to create that offsite repository. Or some providers even give you the ability to create that seed copy where you can actually put things into onto an external drive and put that send that to them to put into their farm.
Right. So if you are looking for maybe getting a more robust backup and disaster recovery solution, certainly give us a call at BlueNet at 952-925-2583 or visit our website at BlueNetInc.com. I'd like to just jump right into another question here we have from Paul in Farmington. We've got he asks, I run a small business in Lakeville and I'm moving my business over to Burnsville. So he's going to pick up his office and move it over. What do I need to know to help prepare me for the move? And I think Charlie would probably first want to be concerned about your telecom and communications
absolutely.
Issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to make an assumption that that Burnsville is kind of a territory that's actually divided by two different LECs. If you're on the what I would call the south side of Burnsville, you're in what's called CenturyLink territory. But if you're over by the Burnsville Center, you're in what's still called Frontier territory, much like what you are when you're in Lakeville. So let's assume that you're going to the CenturyLink side, which is about I'd say, do you guys know where that restaurant is? I'm just kind of giving the dividers here. Well, let's just say that you're on the CenturyLink side for easy things here. The first one is that when you're in a footprint like Lakeville, which is Frontier, and you're crossing over telecom LATAs. You're crossing over rate centers. So the ability to port your main telephone number in that 952-469 Lakeville number is very, very critical. You actually lose that when you're going to the new rate center. So the first thing that you need to do, Paul, is you need to make sure that you have a market expansion line for that main telephone number, or the new carrier in the new rate center is going to assign you a brand new number. Well, if you lose your main number, that's obviously critical to your business.
Yeah,
so you got to make sure you have that.
Not an option.
It's just not an option. Then what we want to do is make sure that not only do you turn that into a market expansion line, but you need to put multiple call paths on that, so that you could actually receive multiple phone calls on that specific line.
Sure.
So the way that these carriers do this is a market expansion line is like a virtual number. It's kind of like a toll-free number, right? Well, if you have one call, you're tying up that line. The problem is what happens with call number 2, 3, and 4 that come into your business? Where do they go?
So now they're chewing up more phone lines.
They're chewing up more phone lines. So we need to make sure that that market expansion line has multiple call paths, and making sure that the new provider understands that and points it to the new telephone number in your new business. So that's from like what I would call the telco side. Obviously, things like making sure that you have cabling, making sure that you've given enough time to move your existing phone system, that you've called up your phone vendor to come get those. These are some strategies that that are very, very critical. So, Paul, if you have questions, hopefully that addressed it, but we can get you on a one-to-one basis and make sure that we can take care of that. You could always give us a call. We'd be more than happy to quote out your services at the new location at 952-513-2149. So, Paul, I got a techie question here, and this is Jason from Lakeville, and says he has a small server at his office. If I have a problem, how long would it be down? Jump into that one. What do you think?
Wow, that could be anything.
Right,
days, hours, minutes.
Really, it could.
Exactly. It's gonna heavily depend on how robust your backup and recovery system already is, and has that been tested or implemented. But the real question is what kind of failure are we talking about? Obviously, we'd need to get a little more detailed information to get into this in great detail. But generally speaking, if you're talking about failed hardware, you have a challenge of you've got to get that replacement hardware up and running and then recover your data back. This is all assuming you've got good backup.
So absolutely.
It can easily be several days, if not weeks, to get all of the data back and into hardware. Now, again, there are some things you can do to mitigate how long that process is.
Sure.
One thing, we talked about backup and recovery, but the other thing is if your system is virtualized, it makes it much easier to pick that existing system up and put it on any new piece of hardware so that you're not bound to finding that same replacement hardware or similar replacement hardware.
Yep.
Of course, one thing you can also do is when you're architecting that hardware solution is making sure that you've got enough redundancy that maybe that single failure doesn't take you completely out. But, you know, with the right solutions, an outage could be minimized to maybe only several hours to get it replaced. But again, if you haven't built that robust disaster recovery, and again, remember, I'm using the term disaster recovery, not backup, because it's really about
redundancy.
It's about recovering. Then that's gonna affect that time.
You know, something else too, Paul. Jason, you know, what kind of resources does he have available to him beyond just the hardware infrastructure? Is Jason trying to do this by himself?
Right, exactly. You know? Even if you have a backup, you know, have you gone through the steps? Do you know what needs to be done? Do you have a playbook? Do you have a playbook to execute when you have that outage?
Right, and that's where, again, managed services really comes into play. Are you taking advantage of somebody there that can give you more support than what you can do yourself?
You know, I think I'm going to jump into this because it seems like a lot of these questions are coming down to redundancy. So let's just jump into this question that Ross asked from Egan. It says, I need redundancy for my network. What are my options? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to make some examples here, and let's talk assumptions from a data connectivity. The first thing that we do when we talk about redundancy is, do you have a secondary internet connection if your primary goes down? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the definition of that redundancy.
That's becoming more important as we go on, as we start depending more on cloud services and internet connectivity. All of your resources that you run your business on aren't always located in your office anymore.
So let's say you have your primary connection on some type of managed service like a T1 or Ethernet connection. One of the things that we advise is your redundant connection, number one, is it with a different provider? So it's a separate connection. And number two, is it a separate type of technology? For example, let's say your primary is a T1 circuit. Well, hopefully your redundant connection is going to be like a cable connection because it's a different type of technology. Or is it a DSL, you know, where it's not, if your primary is on copper, do you want your redundant on copper, where if one goes down, that...
Right, if Backhoe Bob all of a sudden takes out one line, is he taking out everything?
He's going to be taking out everything. Mm-hmm. So we have a very, very good redundant provider called Nextera Communications who brings in a wireless connectivity. So if your primary connection goes down with Backhoe Bob, you have an aerial connection. So these are very, very important, Ross. If you want us to quote out those services, you know, please give us a call. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to hop right back into these questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
The Roasted Pear invites you to their annual holiday party. Complimentary appetizer, buffet, and drink specials. Play the pull tab game to win hotel stays, turkeys, and gift certificates. Buy a $100 Roasted Pear gift card for someone else and get a free $20 gift card for yourself. The holiday party at the Roasted Pear starts at 4 p.m. The Roasted Pear annual holiday party. One day only at each location. Wednesday, December 11th at the Roasted Pear Colorado Lane in Brooklyn Park. And Thursday, December 12th at the Roasted Pear on Nicollet Avenue in Burnsville. Online at roastedpear.com.
There's a lot of talk these days about the national debt crisis. But what if you were facing a personal debt crisis? You could be hit with a job loss or salary cut, a separation or divorce, even property damage or a serious illness. These situations often lead to trouble with credit cards. And from then on, it only gets worse. Unless you call 1-800-990-6976. That's the number for nonprofit Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is a certified credit counseling agency with a program that will dramatically lower your interest rates, reduce your monthly payments, make your creditors stop calling, and help you become debt-free fast and for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Grab your phone and call Trinity for your free debt analysis at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. At the break, we had a text from James from White Bear Lake who asked the question, what is the best virus protection to put on my computer? Paul, thoughts?
Charlie, we get asked that question a lot, and there's several good vendors out there for antivirus. We work with a couple of different solutions. We use a managed antivirus called Viper. We work with Kaspersky, but there's several good vendors out there for antivirus. I'd say one of the biggest challenges isn't necessarily picking one platform or the other, but it's more about making sure that it's kept up to date and managed properly. Chad, we deal with this a lot with our – Chad deals with this a lot managing our managed service clients. More often than not, when you're getting a big hit of virus infections – It's not even all that often that they don't have a virus.
No,
antivirus
oftentimes
in place.
They have the antivirus protection, but the problem is that they're not maintaining it. They're not They're not keeping their subscriptions up to date. They're not actually pushing the updates themselves. What you want to do is look for things that are managed again, either by somebody else like BlueNet or managed by themselves. You're looking for low resources consumed on your hardware. You don't want to be bogged down in the middle of your day.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden running a virus scan, right when you're trying to check your emails or
push it off the people that take care of it for you.
Exactly.
So, James, hopefully that addressed your question. And if you're in the audience, you guys do have questions. We are live right now as we speak. You can call into the station at 651-289-4488. That's 651-289-4488. That's the live call-in number here at the studio.
Charlie, I've got one in here from Steve from Hopkins, and this is a question we get we address a lot, and I'm hoping you can put a little light on this one for folks. What is faster, a T1 or a cable connection?
This is always like the million-dollar universal question that every client always asks. So let's address this and how this pertains to your small business. So, for example, if we're talking a megabit of bandwidth is a megabit of bandwidth is a megabit of bandwidth, your T1 connection is going to be 1.5 symmetrical, so your upload and download is going to be the same. Your cable connection, for example, like a Charter, a Mediacom, or a Comcast, generally starts off with like maybe a 16 or a 20-some connection by whatever the case may be.
Usually it's 2 or 3 megabits at the start off.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking at it from a what we would call an apples-to-apples approach, that cable connection is going to be faster. That being said, we need to look at how reliable is it, how consistent is it, what applications are you running for that, and obviously the cost. So, for example, let's say, for instance, you have a very inexpensive cable connection that is a 100 meg connection download and 10 meg upload, but it's going out every other day and you're having to reset that router.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you're running and what you're pulling, you're going out and it's causing your business money. Might be worthwhile to go to a dedicated connection that is provided by the telecom carrier, which comes with the backing that generally does not have outages.
And in reality, you could plug in MPLS, you could plug in fiber in place of T1, because really the question becomes a service level internet service providing versus a broadband without a service level.
Absolutely.
And it basically generally becomes a lower cost versus a more moderately cost product.
And that's where, again, too, you want to make sure that you're having the failover brought into the formula as well, because you want to make sure risk management, you're not losing any downtime at all.
Absolutely. Let's use real life examples. Let's say you're a small business barber shop and you have one computer and all you need is an internet connection. You know what? A Comcast connection or a cable connection was probably just going to be fine. But let's say now that you're an IT company, for example, running multiple applications, you need that dedication. You want to probably have a more secure network. You're going to go to more of a T1 type approach or a dedicated circuit. So really the on the 50-foot view, that cable connection is going to be faster, but that doesn't necessarily always mean that it's going to be a better connection for your business. So if you're shopping around for phone service, again, give us a call, 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. We'd be happy to talk to you about the differences between these two types of connections. So, Paul and Chad, I've got a techie question here, and this one came from, looks like, Kendra in Minneapolis, and she says, can I replace my laptop with a tablet?
Wow. That's
interesting.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
That's getting asked a lot nowadays because people are looking to, I want battery life, I want light, I want to be able to travel, I want
speed.
To be able to use it anywhere. Exactly. The truth of the matter is, though, is that it kind of depends. Again, you need to look at your big, you know, probably your top three. You're either talking Android, iOS being Apple, or Windows. iOS and Google, Android, you're limited to applications. Or unless you're actually taking advantage of a VDI or a virtual desktop of environment where you're able to, and this is the exciting part of it, where you're actually able to create a virtual desktop on your mobile device and take it anywhere with you. The only thing that you need to make sure that you have is that internet connection.
Absolutely.
Ultimately, it comes down to those business applications that you need to run on your device.
What are you
device.
Running? Right?
So are they natively available on your tablet? Well, you know, you might have a lot of times on the Android or the iPad, some of them might be available
right,
as,
they
as
may
a native
have a,
application.
They may have an application that's been developed, but the abilities of that application
sometimes it's
is
a light,
somewhat.
Yeah, more of a lightweight version.
Exactly.
Do you guys, kind of going into this question, but, you know, businesses I'm trying to explain this in a way that I could, you know, businesses now are seeming to be more security-based with their mobile devices. They're going to put, let's say they have 50 employees and they have 50 mobile devices, whether they're iPhones or Androids or even Blackberries. They're putting like some type of security network on there that would allow you to, you know, monitor. They can monitor
oh, absolutely.
All their employees.
Mobile device management.
Yeah. MDM yep. management, right.
Exactly.
You know, some of these applications may not even be available because of the security settings that their employer had put on them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They might not be available.
Personal surfing and things mm-hmm. like that.
Right. They might not be available on that tablet. Again, if you've got some other infrastructure in place, either a VDI, a virtual desktop platform, you're using a Citrix application delivery, or you're using maybe a cloud delivery for applications or a virtual desktop through the cloud, then you might be able to get by with living just on that tablet. For most of our clients, we're still finding that that tablet is really augmented. They still have the laptop or the desktop. It's probably going to be a challenge today still to completely
cut
those ties.
The problem is that people are still trying to do everything that they're doing on their laptop, on their tablets.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have the tools in that virtual and desktop environment to do that, and let's say, for example, you're trying to run Windows. If you don't have the RAM and the processor to back up what it is you're trying to do, you're going to struggle. It's going to be like that old laptop that you had a long time ago, you know, that just doesn't quite have the guts to really make things happen.
Absolutely.
So now, again, if you do want to, extend the capabilities and be able to run like those cloud applications or a virtual desktop platform, call us over at BlueNet 952-925-2583. We have a number of different offerings that can help extend that functionality to those tablets.
Absolutely.
Charlie, I've got a question in here from Terry in Prior Lake, and he's asking, I've got a business here in Prior Lake, and I have no choices for phone service. What gives?
Terry, I kind of feel your pain here. So let's go back to kind of what happened back in the 90s when Integra Telecom actually bought the local phone company, which was the Prior Lake Telco. So basically what they've done is they're the local exchange carrier. They own the network. They own the copper in the ground. So basically your only choice for phone service is Integra Telecom. If you don't like that option, you've got Mediacom, who's the cable company. So really at this point...
Or call the Public Utility Commission. That's about your
only... Or complain to the FCC. But
right. So
they own the network. But here's the good news, guys. If you're in Prior Lake and you're running a business, as of about 6 months ago, that territory boundary has now been penetrated by some other providers that can port your phone service. So guys, you have choices now. To name a few, we have Nextera and Velocity. We actually have customers that have been able to port those numbers, and number portability has been so critical in Prior Lake because you have to maintain your numbers. So the reality is we have customers now that we've actually switched off both Integra and Mediacom to different types of phone service. So Terry, there are options. It depends on what you have, what you currently spend to make sure that the new service is cost effective. But you have choices.
So,
I couldn't have said that a year ago, but you have choices now.
Charlie, Prior Lake isn't the only place that this problem exists either, is it?
No. You know, like, for example, if you get to Monticello, Monticello is TDS. So it's TDS for the phone service, and you have cable company with Charter. I don't know if you guys get down to Rochester very much, but Rochester, there's a town just north of that called Pine Island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're in Pine Island, you have the Pine Island Telephone Company.
Sure.
That's it. That's your only choice. So... Again, we're kind of taking this on a day-to-day, but Terry, there's hope for you. We have choices. Give us a call at 952-513-2149. Let's take a look at some of these new options for you. So I have another question here, and this is from Paul. What do we got here?
We've got Larry in Bloomington.
Okay, yep, here we go. Larry in Bloomington says, I'm looking at implementing a better email service or email platform for my office. What's the difference between POP email and an exchange server?
So, Charlie, I'm glad you asked this. We get this quite a bit. Using kind of an entry-level mail system like POP gives you really basic email functionality. You know, you can send and receive email. You can use the Outlook client, but it really doesn't have what we call groupware functionality, or that's where I can do more collaboration with my other coworkers, like sharing calendars.
Exactly. I want to share calendars. I want to do contacts, things like that.
Sharing distribution groups.
We're running out of time here real quick, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Paul, I'll have you pick up right there.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants help develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell with Telecom Warehouse here. We just had a text over the break from Cassie from Mendota Heights, and Cassie says, are you Apple or PC guys?
We laugh every time we get asked that kind of question because it so depends. I mean, I honestly, I have all three. I've got Android in my phone, and I've got the new Nexus 7, which is great. I've got my iPad. I've got my Windows and my laptops and my PCs. Primarily, when you're looking in a business environment, most of the time you're dealing with Windows. So just by default, I'm going to say, well, that's
we're
it.
Mostly a PC shop.
That's
just,
it. Yeah.
Just because unless you're more in the specialty areas where Mac kind of reigns and more of the advertising or graphic arts and things like that.
But even then, I'd say, nah, I could probably do it with my PC too with the right bit of software. But now, that being said, there are certain things that Apple does really well. You know, the iPads can, you know, do things that the Androids can't, and vice versa.
Exactly.
And it really comes down to personal preference at that point. Is one really better than the other? Nah. I think they're both great, and as technology develops, the cool thing is they keep pushing each other to really get better. And they keep stealing all the good stuff from the other person. So, you know, really, it's a win-win for both sides.
Absolutely. So before the break, we were talking about different types of email platforms that we get. We got interrupted here with Paul is kind of dressing. This is for Larry in Bloomington. POP3 versus like an email exchange. What would be kind of the advantage and disadvantages either?
So one of the challenges with POP is that it's not too much of a centralized system because the email gets pulled down to your mail client, and that's where your email lives. It's much more challenging. You can't do like a centralized backup of your email with a POP system. because once it gets downloaded, it's typically removed from the back-end POP server. And again, the biggest push that most people want to move to an exchange system for is for the sharing of calendars, the shared contacts, and that collaboration piece. So it's a different solution. It's a more robust solution to give that collaboration between multiple people.
Of them also have that ability to access those on the web too, where you're not necessarily going to get that in a POP environment.
Well, the POP, a lot of times they'll have a very basic web interface, but you're not going to have the phone integration and the ability to
share
calendars and contacts and tasks into your phone, which is usually another big piece that will drive people.
You know, we've had very good luck with Microsoft Exchange. We've also had very good luck with Google Apps, mm-hmm. Both of those applications. So if this is something that you guys are interested, give the guys a call at BlueNet. You can give them a call at 952-925-BLUE. And that's 2583. Paul, so, what else?
Charlie, I've got a question for you here from Tracy in Jordan. Tracy says, I have a VoIP service and the calls drop all the time. Why is that? And I'll say, you know, we've gotten the same question from a lot of clients when they first switched to a voice over IP system. This is a common challenge.
Tracy, here's what we would say. The first question is are you running more of a managed VoIP or an unmanaged VoIP? So I'm going to make an assumption that you're probably running on some type of unmanaged VoIP where your calls are traveling over an unsecure, bring-your-own-bandwidth type environment where you may have your VoIP with carrier A running your connection over like a cable connection or DSL with carrier B.
It kind of ties back to our conversation of a T1 versus the cable internet in how well that's going to deliver that voice call.
In most cases, if you're running on a T1, that provider is bundling everything together. So they're going to prioritize that voice over your data connection. So you have quality of service. They're going to give you an SLA. They're going to make sure that your calls are traveling, you know, over either a dedicated T1, not over the public internet. Well, generally when people have problems with VoIP, we're thinking like an unmanaged environment. Generally, it's like a Vonage or like a Skype where you're traveling over the public, and you're only as good as that internet connection that you have. So if you have a poor internet connection, it's going to result in poor call traffic.
And of course, in voice, latency is a big impact on the performance. So if you have even modest latency, that can make calls unusable from your over your internet connection.
There are definitely things that you can do. So if you have a problem, Tracy, or anybody else with voice communication or drop calls with voice over IP, give us a call at Telecom Warehouse. Let's take a look at it. You can call us at 952-513-2149. So I have a question here for Paul, and this is David from Eden Prairie. And David says, how do I know that I should replace my PC?
Charlie, that's an excellent question. We run into this in managing many of our clients' platforms, desktops, workstations, notebooks. Chad, you get asked this probably on a weekly basis. Is it time for me to replace this?
No, nobody wants to spend the money. Everybody wants to, you know, yeah, exactly. Everybody wants to ride it until it drops. But the reality is that there comes a time where you just got to let Bessie go.
It's kind of like driving your car till it blows up. Doesn't work.
Absolutely. That 87 Buick, you know, sometimes time to park it to the side and walk away. You want to make sure that you are, you know, ask yourself some key questions. Are you having problems with your software? Is your software getting hung up? Are you hearing funny noises coming out of that box?
All right, the fan starts going,
right,
you're in trouble.
Exactly. Does it take a long time for a web page to open up when you're online? Those are the, you know, anything that is starting to hamper what you're trying to do, that's when it's time, okay, I need to explore what's out there. And realistically, today, wow, prices are so much different than what they were.
Absolutely.
So Chad, I'm seeing a text message coming in actually here that's a very related question here. Is David from Egan is asking, should I upgrade from Windows XP? Now, we've talked a lot when we've...
Life cycles.
Exactly.
When this is life cycles right up the alley right here.
When we've covered kind of maintenance issues, the big challenge with XP is that we're moving to... end of life and end of support from Microsoft.
Yeah.
So there's going to be no more security patches on April 14th from Microsoft for XP. Now, Depending on what your question is it should I move off of XP? Absolutely. Should I upgrade my existing PC from XP to another platform is probably a little different question.
Absolutely, and that's where you need to really kind of, again, weigh the cost, because you can probably pick up a really inexpensive PC that will probably outperform what you had that was running XP. Because things that you need to take into consideration is that you're going to have to pay for the operating system itself. So there's a software cost. You're probably going to have to look at what kind of hardware costs you're going to have to incur. You're adding RAM probably to make things a little bit faster.
And
do you even have the ability to do that?
Your old PC doesn't have any warranty on it anymore either, where a new one, you might be able to get a couple of years of warranty for that investment. Because usually the hardware investment is one of the smallest pieces to that new computer.
It's the maintenance.
Again, if you would like to get some more information from BlueNet, you can give us a call at 952-925-2583 or visit us on the web at BlueNetInc.com.
So it looks like, Paul, we have a text message here from Sally that says, I have Vista and I hate it. I went back to XP.
This is a common sentiment.
Yeah, don't go back to Vista. That isn't going to help.
Well, or back to XP.
Right. Well, yeah, XP's gone away. Vista was terrible, and yeah, unfortunately, again, it kind of goes back to that same question. Your best bet is to explore something new.
The reality, most of our business clients are running Windows 7 today. Mm-hmm.
It's been rock solid.
It's a rock solid operating system. Windows 8 is pretty new. There's some challenges maybe to getting support from your vendors. But we definitely would want to move on to something supportable like a Windows 7 or a Windows 8 if you can handle the newer version.
Oh, and get the touchscreen. You got to have the touchscreen with Windows 8.
Charlie, I've got a question that came in here from Ken in Blaine. And Ken says, we're looking to increase our bandwidth for our business, so we don't have enough internet bandwidth today. We're currently running our services on a 3-meg bonded T1, so that's two T1s tied together. Yep. What are your suggestions?
So I'm actually dealing with this with a number of customers that call up and they say, hey, I need faster internet. We're maxing out what we got. What are our options? Well, the first question is do you have in a lot of these broadband carriers like a Comcast or a CenturyLink, because you're in that footprint, are tied to an address validation. What does your business qualify given your geographic location? So first of all, I'd find out, can we bring in one of those types of connections? Can we use that for your primary LAN connection and shift your critical applications over to the T1, maybe like your voice PRI or your regular phone lines? So I would check out that option. You could either go to CenturyLink if they have a good broadband connection. You could go to Comcast if there's not a lot of construction. If those two options are out, you simply would go back to the provider that you have and maybe increase that 3 meg to another T1, like a 4.5 meg, or maybe bring in an Ethernet over copper if that's available. So those are some options.
Might make sense to bring those in as a secondary.
Absolutely.
Add some redundancy to your connectivity options.
So, guys, thank you for your time. This will wrap up this edition of Telecom Soup. Join in next week, and we'll have a great weekend. Thanks a lot, Chad and Paul. Have a great week.
Thanks, Charlie.
You bet, Charlie. Thanks.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's time for a vacation, but don't waste it on just another seaside resort. Come visit the region that celebrates the history, the culture, and the pioneering spirit of the people and places of the Holy Land. Experience Israel. Genesis Tours and AM 1280 The Patriot take you on 9 exciting days to marvel at the wonder of the Bible coming to life. Come and experience Israel October 17th through the 26th, 2000.